Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you were too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is self-care. Is that...
No? I wish I had anything to say about this. Oh my God,
Bree is spiraling.
I'm spiraling today. So this is actually a good episode, I think, because it has been one of those weeks.
Yeah.
I know everyone listening can relate, just in general in life, but also in the past year, like, the world's a bit of a pressure cooker.
A bit.
Just a touch.
Yeah.
Just a tiny little bit of cooking going on. But yeah, no, this was one of those weeks where... I don't know if you can relate to this, but do you, like, feel it coming when you're going to have, like, a day, like, a bad mental health day? Like, it kind of, like, it revs up?
With my anxiety, my stress, yeah. Because it usually starts out with something that's not that serious.
Yeah.
And then starts snowballing. And I can feel myself not being able to... rationalize the small things, and then I know that if something actually big hits,
you're
it's
like
gonna be bad. And then something big hits, and I'm like, well, goodbye, Earth.
Yeah, no. Basically what happened to me this week, I think the combination of, for me, whenever I'm getting my period, like, the week before, I guess, because, like, the hormones are all out of whack, I get, like, my anxiety is really bad. Like, it's really touchy. And then on top of that, I think I'm the same. I think it's partially maybe because it's getting worse and I'm not properly dealing with it with things like self-care. And second, I think it's because it's, like, external stuff in the sense that I have one anxious day that I'm, like, slightly anxious. And because of that, my mind's elsewhere and I'll, like, miss a couple things or forget a couple things or make a mistake. And then I'm so stressed about those that the next day I'm kind of, like, trying to make up for lost time. And then it snowballs, especially, like, with someone like me where I like to jam pack my fucking schedule. So if, like, one thing goes off, it, like, derails the whole fucking thing. It's
totally
a nightmare.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what happened this week. And I even had a few people, it's weird how, like, people see your patterns on social media and can kind of, like, notice differences.
Okay.
I hadn't posted a story of my face in, like, a week. I, like, had posted some, like, shares of content and stuff like that, but I hadn't, like, talked to the camera or posted anything like that.
People noticed that?
I seriously felt
more at peace, but maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, fair. And, like, I had a bunch of DMs of people being like, hey, everything okay? And I was like, it's so weird that people can just kind of, I don't know if it's sense it or just notice your certain patterns
of
the way you're being.
You just respond, no, smiley face.
Yeah. And isn't it weird when people ask that question?
Yeah.
Because you're like, actually, no. Yeah. Actually, not.
Ha ha, no.
So yeah, that was basically my week. And then today I woke up and I, like, felt like the cloud had kind of lifted and I was, like, really excited for my day. And then externally, like, my mental health was great and ready to take on the day, and externally everything fell apart.
Yeah.
So it just feels like this week, no matter which way I'm going, it's working against
me. You're gonna get fucked.
Yeah, I'm getting fucked all over the place.
So before we jump into self-care,
I really went for it there.
Yeah, well, it's hard to get you off the the train of spiral. I have a little bit of a rant that has no relation to self-care.
So basically our entire podcast,
yes,
like how we like to do things.
Yes,
yeah.
This is a Sean's rant. So I have been gaming a lot.
Okay.
And we've talked about it before, but there is a lot of toxicity in gaming culture.
Right.
Like, to the point that I will play Call of Duty or Grand Theft Auto or something that has a live voice feature that everybody's talking.
Yeah.
And I will hear faggot, not said to me, because I don't usually talk, because these are not people I want to talk to.
Yeah.
It's, like, used incredibly often.
Uh-huh.
Which is super gross. But anyways, recently I was playing a game and I was playing Dead by Daylight, if anybody plays video games. It's like a horror game. I was playing Killer, and there's four survivors. And immediately when we started this, they were just absolutely trolling me. Like, I could tell that they were, like, the highest level you could be, and they were just being super irritating.
Right.
Which is, like... And I could tell that they were a group of friends.
That, like, knew that they were trolling you.
That were talking on headsets, were working together. Like, I could tell. And they were just being so irritating.
Yeah.
And I play that game with my friends, but we're never like, let's bully this one person. Yeah. Like, it's already toxic. Anyways, so the game ends. They all win because they were just absolutely trolling me the whole time. It just wasn't fun. And then one of them messaged me and was like, good game, but obviously in like a mocking way, like good game. God. So I was like, okay. I just said, K. Like, yeah. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to say to that. Yeah. Anyways, you can like save people with flashlights. And okay. They were like, no flash, double flashlight save ? Like clearly just trying to egg me on.
Right.
And I was like, nah. And then like they were getting annoyed that I wasn't giving them what they wanted.
Right.
So this just kind of kept going on. And then I was like, oh, like you guys were really toxic, but go off, sis, which is like obviously a common piece of language in the queer community.
Yeah.
And they were a Twitch streamer I saw. So I went to their Twitch stream and watched them read this comment out saying, go off, sis. And obviously they weren't part of the queer community. Yeah. So they like hadn't probably heard it used in that context. Anyways, so they were all like, they're like, is that your sister? Blah, 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 blah. Just stupid. I'm like, you guys clearly don't understand what that was saying. But then them and a bunch of their comments were like, oh, he's sus. He's sus. Like, oh, that's so sus. And there's been this overwhelming change of some words and their meanings, and sus is one of them.
Yeah.
And I believe it's AAVE to begin with. Yeah. I believe it was used by, like, or started as, like, slang from police, like, sussing people out. Like, it has some, you know, not great history to it. And then it was kind of brought back into, like, huge usage by Among Us.
Yes.
Because people were like, oh, he's sus as in suspicious.
Yeah.
And now it's become a word that people are using to hint at usually men being gay or feminine. Oh. And it's all over gaming culture. Like, I see it all the time. And all of their comments and in their stream, they were like, oh, that's sus. He's sus. And I'm like, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating to me that you clearly want to call me a fag.
Yeah.
And you're using a word in a way that you're basically saying that.
Yeah.
And they still think that's okay. And it really frustrated me and, like, really, like, took the wind out of me because I'm like, I know what you're all saying. And, like, you think it's funny that you found another word that has the same meaning and you're, like, being sly by using this word, but by basically just calling me a fag in other words, you know?
Which is fucked because words, at the end of the day, are their meaning.
Yeah.
So, like, in the same way the F slur originated as, like, meaning, like, cigarette and all these other things, when people say, well, oh, it used to mean this, so like, what's the big deal? It's like, no, you know that it doesn't mean that anymore. It means this.
Yeah.
So in the exact same way with sus, it's like the connotation and the meaning behind it is what matters with words.
Yeah.
So if you're saying it as like some weird loophole to get around saying a slur or be really homophobic or like gross, which obviously they are doing, because for them to, like, if they thought that you were gay and they were not homophobic, their language would in turn be, oh, he's calling you out because you're being really toxic. Yeah. And that language that he's using that you're not understanding because you're under a fucking rock is very common in, like, the queer community.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Or even just call you a gay male. Like, oh, he's probably saying that because he's a gay guy.
Yeah, and I'd be like, tea.
Yeah.
Tea, go off, sis.
But, like, that's so gross. It's like, oh, we've got him. He's totally, like, blah, blah, blah. And they don't even say it. Like,
and I've seen TikToks about people using sus in this way. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it all over the internet, but I had never personally experienced it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's so gross that people, you know, you're not being sly. We all know what you're saying. It doesn't make it any better that you're not saying the slur. If you're saying the slur without saying it, it's still doing the same thing.
Totally. I think this goes back to what we've talked about a few times, in that, like, on social media, we become very accustomed to being surrounded by people with similar mindsets as us.
Yeah.
So much so that it shocks us when someone posts something with a different opinion, because we're like, or something racist or homophobic, whatever it may be.
You see, like, outside your bubble for
once. Yeah, we're like, whoa, like, what's going on? Like, I followed you, and all of a sudden, your moral is this. I thought it was more like this, because everyone I follow is kind of in agreeance with me in certain ways.
Yeah.
And with, like, forums or gaming, you get very, like, abruptly taken out of that, and it's scary, because it's, like, it's this weird awareness that as much as you have been thinking that the world has changed, it hasn't in a lot of ways, especially since we talk about on this podcast a lot the younger generations, about how it's getting better. And I would argue a lot of the younger generations are the ones on these streaming platforms or watching these Twitch streamers and commenting this.
Yeah.
So is it really getting better if all these 13-year-old boys are sitting there and
using, just finding loopholes then as well? Like, so it's like,
yeah. I found that recently for me, my like breakout of the bubble, oh fuck, everyone's still really racist and homophobic moment was this whole stock market craziness that just recently went down.
Yes.
Should we just change this episode to breaking out of your bubble? Honestly, at this fucking point, we'll get to self-care in a minute. This episode's just
I didn't expect my rant to have a follow-up, but here we go.
Okay, but you know what? Self-care sometimes is talking it out with friends.
Absolutely. There we go. This is us caring for ourselves.
No, so with this whole stock market thing that went on,
I'm just going to go back and like dub over right after self-care.
Yeah.
Just say, breaking out your bubble.
We'll just change the meaning of this episode altogether. Perfect. We can take care of that in post,
right? Yeah, yeah.
No, so I, out of curiosity, after you, I'll save everyone the boredom of talking about stocks, but I, out of curiosity, went and looked at all these Reddit forums where it originated for all these people to say, hey, let's buy this stock while they're shorting. Let's, you know, screw the Wall Street guys and let's make a buck for the everyday man, was basically the whole messaging behind it. So by that nature, I thought, oh, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like, I could get on board with that.
Totally.
You know, all these like regular Joes sticking it to the billionaires that fuck everyone over all the time. I'm like, these are going to be my kind of people. Like, good for them. I go to
Spoiler alert. They're not.
They're not at all. I go to these forums. Every other one is using slurs. Like, I'm not going to repeat the shit that they're saying. But when I say this forum that has 9 million followers.
Oh, it's more. I think it's like 11 now.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. And all these other sub forums that I was like finding off of this main one that was kind of the start of it all. I like every minute on at the beginning of the stock market trading day at like at PST time at 6 a.m. there'd be like 1,000 new posts.
Yeah.
So it's just constantly updating of these people. Every other one has a slur in it.
Yeah.
Every other one. Yeah. And in the same way you're saying this like whole sus thing is taking on a new meaning. A lot of the slurs they were using were like in very weird ways, like naming themselves, like almost giving themselves, like they were using the R slur towards each other as like a group.
That's like what mentality. They call themselves.
That's what they
almost.
Call themselves.
And they
online.
Have pride, not in, they have pride in using that word.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's
like they're
super
like,
gross.
I'm going to be an R word and go do this.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really like, and then all of them will be like, yeah, man, I'm with you. Like, R word life. Like, it's really fucked.
Yeah.
Like, and it's really toxic. And I'm like, it was kind of scary for me because I'm like, not only are all these people, like millions and millions of people talking this way and thinking this okay. Like, I mean, throw in a bunch of F slurs too. Like, it was just chaos. Like, a lot of N words. Like, it was really bad. Also, all these people that have seen this news story happening that are going to this forum are seeing all of this, which can be really triggering to a lot of people.
Totally.
And it was just like all around, like really scary and awful. And
it's also funny that it's such like a salacious, the right word. It's such a big story.
Yeah.
That
totally.
Not a single person is talking about the
yes.
underlying disturbing nature of these forums.
Thank you. All of the things are like painting these people as pioneers for sticking to the man.
Heroes. Saving their family. All these things, which, yeah, sure. I'm sure there are some great stories within there. I'm sure there, it's 11 million people. Do I think that that is a blanket way of viewing the people in this forum? No. But like the fact that it is so common, like you say, is concerning, to put it lightly.
And even, like, they had all these, like, speakers going to the forum that are, like, heavy hitter financial guys and being, and, like, speaking to these guys and telling them what they're doing is so amazing and all this stuff. And I'm like, no one's gonna comment on...
None of you have a problem with this.
Not a single news outlet is gonna comment on this. Like, it's just really odd. And I think the combination, or, like, what ties together the two, like the gaming and this, these Reddit forums, frighteningly so, is the fact that it's behind a computer screen and, like, with random usernames that are, you know, to a certain extent untrackable, unless you're getting tracked by, like, the law that has the ability to track down where you're posting from, things like that. Which makes it even scarier, because it makes me feel like it's not getting any better.
People are just getting better at hiding.
People are getting better at being quote unquote PC.
Saving face.
Which is so scary.
Totally.
Because it makes it, like, so much worse, because, like, as a queer person, you can't even, like, for lack of better word, suss out who is going to be potentially violent or dangerous or disagrees with you.
Yeah.
Because people at work aren't going to be as blatant about how they feel. People, you know, in industries, like, everyone's been taught what not to say or what not to, like, project in public, but they haven't been taught about why.
Yeah.
And, like, what's really wrong about those things. So instead they just don't say it in public, but they don't actually change their mind.
Yeah, if you're not changing your mindset and you're still feeling that way, but you know to bite your tongue, that's not a solution.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I don't know, it kind of fucking
rattled. It was also just really, I think, not frustrating. It was just kind of shocking to me in this gaming situation as well, because this specific game has a huge queer following.
Right.
Because it's a horror game, and horror and, like, queer culture are intrinsically tied together. And almost every other time, no exaggeration, I would say 75% of the time that I see somebody has a Twitch bio or Twitch streamer tag in their bio, and I go to it, it's somebody in the queer community. No exaggeration.
Right.
Which is unheard of.
Yeah, totally.
So, me almost feeling like it was a comfortable space in a weird way, and then being like, oh no, it's not still.
It's not.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I hate that.
It's also crazy, because you kind of realize that it's easy to forget that you're a minority in terms of mindset still.
Yeah, totally.
And I think that really became clear in, like, the U.S. election for me, because it was like, sure, Biden won, but there are still so many people that think this way, and so many people that support a mindset like that. Or this whole fucking Marjorie Taylor Greene shit. Like, the fact that only 11 Republicans voted to strip her
is fucked.
Like, it's so insane. And that's, like, you really realize that once you're out of your bubble, like, the bubble is the safe zone.
Oh my God.
It's a scary ass place out there.
Which is why, like, as we've discussed before, safe spaces are so important. So, like, when you have that mindset of, like, why do people need gay bars? Why do people need, like, things that are for a certain community? I don't understand that. Doesn't everyone just want to be together? Isn't that counterproductive? It's like, well, we fucking can't, because we go other places and we get fucking called slurs, and we get told all the time in hard evidence, like votes, that so many people disagree with who we are or just don't care enough to do anything about it anyways.
Yeah.
So how the fuck do you expect people to want to be around those other people?
Yeah, it's like, in this gaming situation, it's like, I was calling this person out for being an irritating person and player, and they just flipped it back on, like, oh, well, he's gay. I'm like, are you not seeing that I'm also saying that you were exhausting?
Yeah, like, that's what you want to focus on? Like, not the fact that you were toxic?
Yeah, I'm like,
shitty?
That's the main talking point out of all of this? Like, oh, it's so odd to me. And I think the safe spaces thing is so evident, especially this week. We have a really close friend that was walking in what is our gay neighborhood, our gay street in Vancouver, and was pushed and called a faggot. And he said that if he wasn't with his sister, who was there at the time, obviously, if he wasn't with his sister, he thinks that he probably would have been beat up. and it was outside of a gay bar in our gay neighborhood in 2021.
Yeah.
In Vancouver.
In Vancouver.
You know?
And it's like, and then there's the, how many people out there that will tell you, oh, you're so lucky to live in Vancouver. Oh, it's so great that there's no homophobia here.
Yeah.
It's so great that we don't have to worry about
and
it.
I'm are
like,
we
go
lucky?
On a fucking Facebook thread.
Yeah. Are we lucky? Yes. But is there still a problem? Yes.
Yes.
So this episode is self-care, breaking out of your bubble, safe spaces. So yeah. We're going to talk...
toxic environments online.
Yeah.
I have one more toxic environment online.
Okay, here
about.
We go.
Maybe we can just name the episode...
Miscellaneous.
Making the episode, we have no idea.
Yeah.
We have no... Just buckle up, because we're just going in on a bunch of things.
This is probably the most... all
we've
over the map
off.
We've and we don't stick to a topic usually.
We go off, but we always have that topic pulling us in. But today we just decided we're not gonna listen.
Yeah.
We're just gonna
usually
talk about
I would be
want.
Like, but I was bullied online while gaming, self-care, and then I went and I moisturized.
But today you're like, no.
Fuck that. I didn't moisturize at all. I got bullied and my skin's crusty.
Fuck. Okay, so the third, since we're talking about toxic spaces online today, I might as well go into the third space online that's so toxic is Facebook nude. That's what I meant to say.
Facebook nudes.
Facebook
the
nudes
fact that I can't post nudes on Facebook is toxic.
Oh my God, I have something so crazy to tell you about.
Okay.
That it kind of has to do with that, so let's remember that. But first, I just got to say, what I was meaning to say is, when you see a Facebook news article, and then you read the comments on Facebook.
Yep.
Oh my God, does that give you a sour taste of the world?
Absolutely.
Like, it'll literally be like, oh, someone endured this terrible racist attack. And then people will be like, 90% of the comments will be debating why they deserved it.
Totally.
It's like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And also, that goes back to when people say like, oh, but it's no one here. Like, no one likes to say that it's their neighbor. They're, you can go to their profile.
Yeah.
They live here.
Yeah.
Like, the reason we're seeing this is because it's on a Vancouver news outlet.
Exactly.
Like, it's so crazy. Okay, so this is something that I need to talk about. Let's
Facebook
just,
nudes.
Let's add this to
episode
the
episode title, Facebook nudes.
Basically, what you're all listening to today is Sean and I, if we had just talked before recording, which we usually do.
Yeah.
But we didn't today. So instead, we just
you
went into
get
recording.
To listen to
so
it.
You get to listen to what we usually do for an hour before deciding which subtopic to actually try and stick to.
Absolutely.
So that's going to happen right now. So there is this couch, okay? There's this couch. I don't know if I'd even call it a couch. It is,
even on the randomness of this episode, I did not expect.
This is important for our gamers to hear. They're gonna understand why I felt this was important to bring
okay.
it up.
Okay.
Everyone needs to know about this, really. So there is this. I'm forgetting the name of it. It will come to me. I don't know if I'd even call it a couch.
I know what you're talking about. I think.
Yeah.
Are we using telepathy again?
Yeah, I think so.
The children's
foam furniture.
Obsessed.
Right? Okay. So this is the best thing ever. So there is this.
This has nothing to do with anything.
I mean, arguably kind of self-care if you're one of these people that
I guess it is kind of a toxic environment online as well.
Both.
Yes.
It hit both. It hit both. Okay. So this company came up with these foam pieces of furniture that have on them like zippable covers. So like if your kid spills their juice on it or whatever the hell, you can unzip it, stick it in the wash and re-put it on. So the whole intention of these pieces of furniture is for kids to be able to like stack them into different shapes and kind of climb all over them and use them to lay on for nap time, but also like build them into forts. It's like all these, it's like the kit itself comes with like 10 pieces in different shapes.
Did you sign a sponsorship? Is that what's happening right now?
And today we are sponsored by...
You can do all these, and they are the comfiest things you will ever.
And with discount code.
I can explain.
10.
50.
So basically it can be a couch, but it can also be stacked into like 800 different things.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was on TikTok and I'm scrolling and all of a sudden I see this video and they're like, I want to expose the like, why these couches are actually like selling off the shelves. And I'm like, what? like, what is this? Okay, it's like a kid's piece of furniture. Like, I get that it's a cool concept, but what's the big deal? What is happening is all these moms are buying it to use as sex furniture.
Oh.
So, but like, this is the wild, this is what's so wild about it, okay? So it's advertised as to kids, and so obviously widely advertised online to moms.
Yeah.
Okay? It's advertised as Facebook ads, Instagram ads, it's very much targeting like the middle-aged white mom.
And listen, okay? It just takes one mom getting railed on her child's sofa to flip the script.
Okay, so when you look at it, when you start to see it this way,
you can't see anything else.
You can't see anything else because it's got the like angles, right? It's got like the triangular foam piece.
Right.
It's got like all these things that if these moms knew or felt comfortable enough to do it, they could buy at a sex store.
Right.
Right? Sex store has like cushions or like furniture that's meant to like prop up your like hips or your pelvic bone or whatever the hell to make sex better. But I think that it's like very much like this awakening for all these women that probably have always felt like it would be really like a faux pas to go to a sex store or look at a sex store site or to order sex furniture
right.
to their house. Like they'd be, oh, not me. I'm not going to order a piece of sex furniture.
Right. Instead, they're ordering children's furniture and don't even have kids.
And like fucking on it. Yeah. But it's like a loophole, right? For them, probably. Like it's probably like this weird loophole. So
isn't that weird that there's, I would say, more shame in straight relationships in terms of straight sex
yes.
and things like that, that they feel so inclined to make such a loophole of ordering an entire set of children's furniture.
Yeah. Oh, 1,000%. So, get this. This is where it gets wild. This is not
That's
like...
where it gets wild.
Okay, buckle up, okay?
These moms are ordering these kids' sofas in bulk to get fucked on. But this is where it gets wild.
Okay, but like, actually, I'm about to wrap it up here.
Okay.
Okay, so you may think that I am speaking to this as like, oh, it became kind of like a popular craze. They sold out. You know, one mommy blogger said that it works for this and then it sold out. No, no. It has become so crazy that this company cannot keep up with the demand so much so that they do not even just post their stuff to sell. They do a lottery. So you buy options for this, and then every time they release like 10,000 of these things, you get, if you hit the lottery, you get a code to your email and you get the opportunity to buy one. Okay?
Okay.
So you buy, let's say you get to buy one. Okay, you get to buy one. Then they have people turning around and selling this thing that's like $250 or whatever the hell it is for like $2,000 on these dedicated Facebook groups for anyone who
Black
just
market.
Wants the chance to get their hands on these things.
And their
and
knees.
Their knees, yeah. Or whatever else. Okay. Okay, wait.
Okay.
I've got one
no,
more
no,
thing.
No, no, I didn't think it was the
I
end.
I have one more thing to tell you about this. So just when you think that this couldn't get more intense, okay, of this, like, cult hysteria of middle-aged moms, like, so wildly excited about this piece of children's foam furniture, there are Facebook groups called this couch's name. I'm going to look it up. I'll post it on our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast so you can all go and deep dive on TikTok and search the hashtags and everything like I did. There are all these Facebook groups called blank, the couch's name, After Dark, where these moms post
like their builds
and their builds of these couches. So they will be like, this is the best way to do this. And they're all talking to each other. All these Karens are talking to each other about this. They'll post pictures. They have competitions to win, like someone will have a Munbin and they'll be like, send a picture of your husband topless and we'll all vote and whoever gets the most likes on the hottest husband wins the thing.
Wow.
It's literally wild.
So when's your order coming?
I don't know. I'm still in the lottery. I'm waiting. I'm in queue. And there's also full pages of erotica, like written erotica and recorded audio, like I don't even know what you'd call it. Like, you know, like erotica, like written erotica, but like fanfic. Like we do.
It's
like
fanfic.
Okay, but like a voice, like audio. Like ASMR. Reading it out. ASMR.
Child sofa sex fanfic.
Yeah. Fantasy podcast. Literally.
Okay.
Of these people describing getting fucked on these couches. It's unbelievable. I can't even.
My thought is, I wonder if there's also still people trying to buy it for their children.
They're just like, why is this stuff? They haven't found the subculture yet. And they're like, this must be like, the best couch ever.
My kid has been asking for this sofa forever. And it's just out of stock everywhere I look. Also, can you imagine like 10 years from now going into somebody's house and seeing that in like a child's room?
And being like,
and them being like, we bought it secondhand. And I'm like, burn your whole house down.
Okay, I need to search what this fucking thing is. Okay, this couch, what should I search online? Like, I can't search like mom's couch.
Search MILF?
Couch porn. Okay.
MILF couch fuck.
Mom's ordering children's furniture.
Sex party.
For sex. Is the FBI going to come after me for
absolutely.
This? Nugget couches. That's what it's called. Literally, that's what I typed in, and look at this.
The first link is Pornhub.
Get this. The first two. A deep dive into the sexy sofa known as the Nugget. How a piece of children's play furniture turned into a red hot community. It's the best.
You said toxic. This sounds the opposite of toxic online.
Oh, no, this wasn't toxic. I was just thinking Facebook nudes because I said, meant to say Facebook news.
Right.
And then you said Facebook nudes. And then I thought, wait a second.
I honestly thought that you were about to tell us like the saga of couch being sold on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, no, 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 no. This is a very, I would say, positive community for these moms that are finally finding their sexual beings.
Good for them.
But also, I would argue, toxic when they fight each other for these nugget couches when they're selling them. Like, people are hoarding the lottery.
Well,
but is that just business?
That's business.
That's business,
yeah,
baby.
Inflation, you know.
That's what it
supply
is.
Supply and demand.
Can you imagine being the, like, I just love
if
how...
If you're stupid enough, yeah. I'm sorry, if you're stupid yeah. enough to pay $2,000
yeah.
for a sofa that is $200, that's just different shaped foam for you to build and fuck on, you deserve to be out $2,000.
Okay, you can also now go on Etsy and find knockoff nuggets.
Absolutely.
That people just cut foam and, like, put fabrics over.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
But apparently the fabric is incredible.
They're like, nuggies. Everybody get your nuggies sofa.
Oh my God. Yeah, that has been, that was a deep dive. That lasted me a couple weeks on the interwebs looking into the nuggets.
It's hard to get off of that, I would assume.
It's very hard.
Not hard to get off to that, though.
Let me tell you, I never thought that I had a thing for furniture.
But here we are.
Here we are.
Any other toxic communities online or self-care or breaking out of your bubble topics that have inspired
or
you?
Sex couches.
Sex
or
couches.
Anything like that. Well, I guess we should round out with a little bit of self-care.
Okay.
Right? Just to like...
I feel like we should do a self-care episode.
Okay.
I think this one's too far gone.
You're like, we've passed it.
I'm like, yeah, 33 minutes in. I think that's
we're
probably.
Like, we have a couple minutes to talk about a little bit of self-care. This
I've
really,
used a moisturizer a few times.
This is really how our self-care is going. This is why we spiral.
Yeah.
Because instead of actually taking care of ourselves or talking about it, we're just talking about women fucking on.
This is why we're depressed. This conversation right here.
Oh my God.
And I'm sure this conversation will be a reason why some of our listeners are depressed.
All right, Gabers, we're going to take a quick break to tell you about a company that Sean and I both love. It's called Care Of, and it's a customized vitamin plan that delivers right to your door. The vitamins are super high quality, and they're individually wrapped, which makes it really easy to get into routine of taking daily vitamins. I personally think it's a cool little victory for the new year. It's something for yourself, and it's catered to your unique health needs by taking their online quiz at takecareof.com. The quiz is fun, it's inclusive, it only takes 5 minutes, minutes. It asks you all sorts of questions about your own health goals and you personally, which means you get a customized vitamin plan for your needs. So for 50% off of your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code EXPLAIN50. Again, for 50% off your first Care of order, you can go to takecareof.com and enter code EXPLAIN50.
Okay, I have another toxic community online. Okay. While I'm on the tangent of moms.
Okay.
Okay. The baby community online is
like the the babies.
The vicious babies.
Like baby Facebook.
Like all the babies are just vicious. Like they're just.
Well, yeah, they can't get their fucking sofas things. Anymore.
They're picketing outside the fired up. Factory.
Stop fucking our couches. Boss Baby 4 in theaters.
No,
Oh, I had a good one.
Oh, God, okay.
Yeah. I don't care about baby Facebook.
Okay, sure.
This kind of
this picks... is a fucking dumpster fire.
This is Bree's birthday part 2. We're making another cult classic here.
A cult classic in the making.
Another very toxic community that I'm okay. So excited to talk about. We could talk about this for a full episode, but I won't. I'll do a quick breakdown. It's something okay. that I have been obsessed with that I know you have too. But I haven't been spending my time in the Nugget community. I've been spending my time in the anti-MLM community.
Oh, yeah. I love
Nothing
that.
Nothing is keeping me alive right now, like anti-MLM TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. I don't care what form of media, podcast.
You're just looking for the content.
It is so entertaining.
It is.
Like, it is so entertaining. And it's also weirdly one of those things that I've never seen a queer person in. You know, I've never seen a lesbian boss babe. I just haven't seen it. I've never seen a gay man hustling like Monate.
Yeah,
Monate,
that's so true.
You know?
Oh,
and that gives me pride in our community. Because we are horrible for a lot of reasons, but we are not MLM boss babes.
Stand up against those boss babes. Okay, one of my favorite things to do, I feel like once you have a certain amount of followers on Instagram, I was actually talking about this. What?
One of my favorite things to do, once you have a certain amount of followers, I like to peddle Monate.
I like to really just utilize it and lie to everyone. Yeah,
I like to jump into a quick pyramid scheme every now and then.
No, I was actually talking to this about this with Cammie just yesterday.
Okay.
Because she posted on her story and said, oh, I'm like on my hair care journey. I'm trying to get like longer, healthier hair. And she said that on her next story, like, you can all stop with the Monette DMs. Like, I'm not interested in joining your pyramid scheme.
All of her DMs are like, hey, girly, how do you feel about scalp scales? Did you hear that? All yes. this? Yeah. Hey, girly. Hey, that's girly. My favorite thing. Hey, girly.
The kickoff is so great yeah. always. And so then I DM'd her and we were just chatting about it for a bit. And I was just saying how it's like really messed up that like the people that do well in these pyramid schemes usually had a following before doing it.
Yeah.
So like for someone like Cammie Scott, if she turned around tomorrow and decided that she was going to sell Monet or Monet or whatever the fuck
she's going to sell Monet Exchange.
She could do it.
She could do it.
She'd probably have that fucking pink BMW
Absolutely.
Wrapped with the hair care products in no time. And then she would try and pitch to everyone who followed her that they could also do that. And, like, I think a lot of these people that do this get big because of something else, whether it's like fitness blogs or like whatever it may be.
Oh, you know what my favorite subsection
okay, yeah.
is? Celebrities or celebrity adjacents that are a part of pyramid schemes.
Oh.
Like, did you know that fucking Carmen from Spy Kids.
No.
Yes.
No.
Alexa Vega.
No.
Is hustling in some. I think she's in like four Pyramid Schemes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. She's part of, I think, like BioLife, some other essential oils one.
Okay.
Young Life or something, oh, whatever, yeah, the moisturizer, yeah, yeah, one is. She's just in all,
she's
of them. Atypical.
Hustling.
The girlfriend of the main character.
Yeah, no.
She is as well. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Guys,
so
you gotta do your research because you don't know behind, yeah, the scenes who's a boss babe.
Who's a boss babe and who is not.
Absolutely.
So this is the thing I was saying to Cammy. I was like, it's actually messed up that you could turn around and you could be really successful at it. But then the problem with that is there's nothing wrong with being successful selling products. That's called starting a business. But the business isn't the product. So then she would have to turn around and convince everyone that follows her that they could also be as successful as her, which is literally nearly impossible.
Yeah, they say 1% of people in an MLM are successful.
And usually it's because they already have a following or some form of celebrity,
yeah,
or
because
some
the people network are the product.
Yeah, 100%. So I think that this is the perfect time to say that we are now launching bonus episodes,
yes,
over on our Patreon. And I have a story to do with MLMs that I am going to share for the first bonus episode.
Okay.
That we are going to be recording.
For the first time, you're going to share it bravely.
Oh my God, yeah. It's going to be like a really exclusive tale.
So just to wrap this up, it made me laugh. I was watching an anti...
Wait, you can't do this yet. I'm in the middle of my plug.
Oh, I thought that was your plug.
No, that wasn't enough.
Oh.
People need to know where to go,
okay,
give us money.
Tantalize them.
Jeez.
Tantalize them. Oh, dance for me, monkey.
Okay, so sorry, before Sean rudely interrupted my plug, over on our Patreon, up until now, we are so, so grateful for all of our patrons. Huge shout out to Liz and Aiden. Thank you so much for being patrons of ours and being so generous with your support. We cannot thank you enough. But everyone over there supporting us, it means the world to us, seriously. And we want to do more on our Patreon. So from here on out, at least once a month, there's going to be a bonus episode over on Patreon for patrons only. So if you are one of those people that DM us and you're like, I cannot get enough of you guys, we don't know why that is.
I am so sorry.
But we're going to give you more.
Therapy might be a more financially... Yes. Solid decision than being a patron of ours.
Absolutely. But if you don't want to go down the route and you want to give us $2 instead and get your bonus episode every month,
we will take it.
We will absolutely take it. So yeah, you can head over to our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and click the link in our bio for that. You can also just search us on Patreon at I Can Explain Podcast. But yeah, wrap her up, Sean.
Oh, so I just, this anti-MLM YouTube video that I was watching, one of the main ones that I watch is her name is Kiki Chanel.
Okay, I love that.
And she basically just does wrap ups of all the different she kind of tracks the girlies.
Oh,
anyways, the atypical actress, yeah, I forget her name, was saying that she needed a side hustle besides being a quite
superstar
famous TV actress.
What?
Okay.
They're not paying very well over there on Netflix.
And she was like, and when I'm sitting in the makeup chair, I'm hustling.
Oh,
and
come
I just
on.
Thought of how horrible it would be to be doing her makeup. And she just turns around like, just a question for you, girly. Anyways, I was like, this is wild.
I love that. Okay, so make sure to head over to our Instagram and follow us and click the link in the bio to get that bonus episode at I Can Explain Podcast. Also follow us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brian Williamson. And until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood. Oh, and TikTok.
TikTok at I Can Explain Podcast _.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No underscore.
Oh, that's mine.
Brian Williamson
_. Can you imagine if I logged on and I changed it to _ at the end just because I know you hate the underscore
so much?
I would
end it. Also, sorry, yeah.